Dictation for Morris Underwood, MauriceUnderwood. Date of service is 5/22/2025. Date of birth is 8/29/87. Date of accident is 8/28/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in a motor vehicular accident as a restaurant driver where he was hit T-bone on a passenger side that allegedly has caused all the symptoms that patient has been reporting. Currently, he is suffering from pain in the neck 7 to 8 and pain in the right shoulder 7 to 8. Lower back pain is 7 to 8. The pain is severe and is shooting to the right arm as numbness and tingling almost all the time. He also reports a severe weakness of the arm. He is dropping of the right arm and dropping all the phones, dinner plates, unable to do his work because of this weakness. He has had an MRI that was found positive for disc bulging and mild spinal stenosis, facet arthrosis, and ligament of flavum hypertrophy at L4, L5, L5S1 with a small disc herniation. Cervical spine also has involvement of multi-disc C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1 with their disc herniations causing spinal stenosis. The patient is advised to have epidural injection that will be scheduled. He's consented for the injections, and they'll be done. Hi, dear. Hello. Hello. Hi. The pain level is varying from 7 to 8. He do not have any pain in the hips, knees, or legs at all, or in the left shoulder or on both the arms. Right shoulder, he has a pain and is able to lift up to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. And the plan, blood pressure is 132/102, pulse 62, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 4/10/2025, dictation number 0505-005. Plan is to order an EMG for upper extremities bilaterally to identify the nerve involvement and extent of involvement in at the cervical level. Maps have been reviewed. The labs have been reviewed. The patient is provided with pain medication Mobix 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Zoloft 50 mg for anxiety and panic. Neurontin is provided 600 mg twice a day for the neuropathic lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Is also provided with a Percocet 10/325 every 12 hours for 15 days. Other than that, patient will be scheduled for a epidural injection ASAP. Thank you. The physical therapy is also continuing for the patient as well as chiropractic treatment, and the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.